Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Playoffs continue with Stratford Warriors hockey. Les Vaders joins us in the studio with all the details. Les, good to see you.
It's good to see you too. Great to be here. Nice, beautiful day out there this morning. A little chilly though.
It is. I know. Spring will eventually come.
Snowing yesterday.
No, and more snow in the forecast. Oh my gosh. Well, it's like hockey season. That's right. You go. Playoff hockey continuing. We got Stratford Warriors leading this series with LaSalle 2-0.
Yes, 2-0. Friday night, they started off a little slow. I think it was all the rookies in the lineup, maybe get their feet wet. About three quarters of the way through the second, Stratford sort of, you know, down 1-0. They sort of a little bit of urgency and started to really play together. Third period, they came out. Carter McDougall kept this team in the game Friday night. He made some big saves. I like to call them 10 bell saves because they're huge saves. He made one after LaSalle scored the opening goal. He made a dive across save. I don't know if you've ever seen the Marc-Andre Fleury save he made years ago in the playoffs where he dove across with his body. This was Carter McDougall, makes that save, keeps the team in the game till they get their feet going. They get their feet going finally in the end of the second, third. Caden Long coming down his off wing, looks like he's going to pull it across the net on Phillips. No, he goes backhand right over the pad in the net to get the game tied.
Oh my gosh.
And it's on. Stratford's on from there. Like LaSalle was just taking the body to Stratford. LaSalle's a big team. Stratford's not so big, but they're quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then later in the game, they get a faceoff down in the LaSalle zone. Hunter Nagy goes in for the faceoff. Draws the puck right back to big Aiden Wilson on the point. And Aiden Wilson said he heard Hudson Binder say shoot, and he just unloaded a howitzer from the point right in the net. I don't think Phillips even saw the puck.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was probably the biggest goal Aiden Wilson scored in Stratford. He had one during the regular season, but probably one of the biggest ones of his career. But it was a huge momentum goal.
Yeah,
they were able to hang on for 2-1 win there Friday night.
Wow, what a game. Yeah. Getting the fans their money's worth to things off, eh? And then game two was that Sunday or Saturday?
Game two is Wednesday night in LaSalle.
Wednesday, that's right.
The long bus trip to LaSalle. Right. Beautiful day. Long, nice. It was a nice bus trip. Got down there in about 2.5 hours.
So
not bad.
Yeah.
Just before we got to the rink, usually Darcy Tarfriak, the trainer, likes to get them off the bus and walk to the rink. Well, the bus driver was kind of confused. It's a kind of a big windy road into this rink there, the Vollmer Center there in LaSalle. And so he just, pulls right up to the door while Hayden Frayne, the assistant captain at the back, he says to the boys, bags in the room, we're going for a walk. And so they did a nice team building walk, and then they were able to play their sewer game out front with the ball and all that in the nice weather. And came in, and Stratford came out on fire in that game right away. Hunter Nagy with a beautiful goal to start things off, to get the team up 1-0, and then Quinn Kiffer scored probably the prettiest goals of the year. He went through three LaSalle players and put the puck back in net over the goaltender for Windball for LaSalle, and it was a beautiful goal. I talked to Quinn after the game. He said, I wanted that one really bad.
Nice.
Hunter Nagy added another one to get them up 3. They were up 5-1 at one point, and then late in the third, we were sitting in LaSalle, it's kind of weird for us, the broadcasters.
Okay.
We sit at ice level in the corner. So
almost
right. And we're right on the goal line.
Right, yeah.
Right on the goal line. LaSalle comes in, quick play, backhand, goes off the crossbar and out. Play continues, and then it looks like a high stick in center ice. That's what we thought it was. They're going to line up center ice.
Yeah.
Well, they called a goal.
What?
They said that puck went in the net. I still haven't seen that thing cross the line.
Okay.
And I've looked many a time. I'm calling that the phantom goal. I was bugging Carter on the bus after. I said, I'll give you the 5-1 win because I still haven't seen that goal cross. He goes, I said, I know it never went in.
Oh, my God.
We had LaSalle fans sitting, standing beside us.
You had a good vantage point. Yeah.
And they even said, that puck didn't go in the net. But it is what it is, right?
Yeah.
A 5-2 win.
Yeah.
5-1 win, doesn't matter. Up 2 games.
Yeah, one in the win column again. Yeah, up 2 games. So we're back at it tonight at the Allman Arena for game 3.
Yeah, puck drop at 7:30. Let's fill the Willy. A nice big crowd. It seems to take, if you get a full crowd in there, it takes the opposition off their game because they're not used to playing. You go to the Vollmer Center, they probably had about 137, maybe 200 fans. They come into the William Allman Arena and you get 1,000 fans in there. It's a different game they have to try and play.
Exactly.
You know, and a smaller ice rink. They play on NHL size in LaSalle. So, you know, there's not as much room out there. And like I said, LaSalle's a big team. They like to hit.
Okay.
But Stratford's ready for it. They're geared up.
Nice.
Carter McDougall is on his game. So I've given him about 4 10-bell saves so far this playoff series. Hunter Nagy is playing outstanding. I talked to him after the game, and he said that is the most tired he's been in a long time, just from the punishment, the physical punishment on the ice, body checks here and there, and they're up for the task.
Yep.
You know, and Stratford, Aaron Green, another unsung defenseman, plays forward and defense lately because of all the injuries. He was tired after the game. He got clobbered a few times and
all right,
gets springs right back up and gets into her.
Yeah, it's playoff hockey. It's what it's all about. So it's tonight at the Allman Arena, 7:30, and then it's not as long a wait for game four.
Nope. Sunday we travel to LaSalle for a 2:30 afternoon game, so it'll be a 9 a.m. leave here in Stratford. LaSalle, they don't like to play on Wednesday nights because Spitfires or Sunday afternoons because the Spitfires play on Sunday afternoons. So all the fans go to the Spitfire.
Fair enough. You know,
they take the OHL game. But so it could be hopefully that is an elimination game, but we'll have to wait and see.
That's right.
Get the win tonight, maybe get the elimination, get it over with.
Yeah.
Because St. Mary's is.
Yeah, let's talk about that series. St. Mary's. Wow.
St. Mary's was up 3-0 in games. Waterloo's been in every game. It's been one goal of games here and there. They went to double overtime last night and Waterloo potted the winner. So Waterloo's got a game in this series. Which I expected they would take at least one game.
There you go.
Decent hardworking team. They're not going to roll over for any team, and they've just been playing well against St. Mary's, which is good to see.
Yeah, so another big series. And then Listowel Cyclones and London Nationals.
Listowel Cyclones, they went to overtime again the other night, too, in London, and London pulled out the win there. So London's up 2-0 in that series. But that's just I like to call it a slobber knocker series because these are two big teams that punish you.
Okay.
So whichever team comes out of that is going to be interesting. Junior B hockey right now with the alignment in the GOJHL is just fabulous playoff hockey no matter where you go.
Yeah.
I've been telling people, you're not doing anything and Listowel and London are playing, go watch that because it's one heck of a series. Just watching it on Flow, I get the highlights in that and check things out. It's great. And then over in the East, you got Brantford up 3-0 on the air now as Brantford scored in overtime last night. They were the 8th place team and they're up, or the 7th place team.
Yeah. You know,
and they're taking it to them.
There you go. Fantastic. It's just
wild hockey. Great time of year
for
playoff hockey in Stratford.
Yeah.
You got the Irish in the playoffs. You got us in the playoffs. You know, hopefully we can wrap this up Sunday. If not, we'll be back Monday night in Stratford at 7:30.
Okay. All right. Yep. So, hey, we're going to pack the arena tonight, 7:30. It is the Stratford Warriors taking on LaSalle. And for Sunday's game, if folks want to follow it online, what's the best way?
You can listen to it it's on Flow Hockey, but it's a paid service. Or you can listen to www.straffordwarriors.hockey. Me and the general will have the game call about 5 minutes before game time. So we'll be on the air about 2:25. So around there. Tonight on the broadcast, we have a special guest in the first intermission. John Kastner is going to come up and join us. I was talking to him last night. Hasn't been to a junior game in a while. He's going to come up. We'll probably talk some hockey. We'll talk about the 50 all-time players for the Culleton Warriors, as John was part of the committee in there. We'll get some talk with him. He hasn't been up in that booth in a long time.
Very good. So it'll be a good discussion tonight. Fantastic. Les Vader, Stratford Warriors hockey. Les, so good to have you in the studio. We'll keep chatting because there's more playoff
hockey
to come.
A lot more to go.